Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Wow, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, it ain't Friday, but it is Thursday.
Yeah.
It's Thursday. Yes, it is. Thank you, Morgan.
Listen, everyone.
I'm ready, Vinny.
Sarah's got a big story to tell.
Well, it's not that big, but it is fun.
Hold on. And as long as it doesn't have anything to do with air conditioning or the two words together.
Oh, air
conditioning or air conditioning.
How about ceiling fans?
I'm in.
What about ceiling fans?
Well, you know, that thing doesn't, that goddamn thing doesn't work.
It
doesn't work at all.
You need a spray bottle of water.
No, you know what I need? I need to not be in a place where it goes 107.
Oh, that's a lot.
107, everyone.
That's
107.
That is hot. It's too hot.
Tell me a story.
It's too hot, baby. Well, here's my story. It's not as exciting as, you know, Vinny sweating to death in bed, which I am picturing right now. You are gold, gleaming gold.
107, dude.
Yeah, that's a lot of temperatures.
Oh, my God.
That's a big.
I never, you know, they're like, you read, it's records are being shattered. Don't.
Yeah. Don't even tell me. I get it. It's hot. Yeah. So yesterday, I actually thought, well, I do have a couple things to do out in the yard. So I'm going to, and then I walked outside and went, I'm not doing that. And then John, who, he had a pretty good size surgery. Like, he's got a little post and like some kind of screw cap on it and all this. He's doing great. Like, that is a thing. That's not a thing I have to worry about anymore. So he bought all this. My fridge is so full of pudding and like yogurts and stuff, soft things that he can eat. He's like, well, I'm just going to throw all that out because I'm certainly not going to eat any pudding. And he's fine. He ate Cheerios yesterday. He's like, yeah, I just chew them on the other side of my mouth. I'm like, all right, so that's not a problem anymore.
So the tooth is on or just the post's on?
So he had to have a bone graft thing done because he didn't have enough bone to put the post in. So that was the initial thing. And now then they just put the post in. And they just, that was a 2-second thing. Like, I.
Is this the same dentist that did your.
No. Mm-mm, totally. No, absolutely not. No, not. Very nice person, that dentist.
Your thing didn't go well, though,
did it? Well, I guess it doesn't work for everybody.
Ugh.
You know, I really wish we'd talked about it a little bit more. Anyway, his thing went very smoothly.
Uh-huh.
I mean, knock wood so far. And thank you. Is this even wood? Particle board, probably. So anyways, he's fine. But it was so hot. Like, he had a thing. He's out in his shed. Like, I decide, okay, I did the couple things I needed to do in the yard. I am going in the house where we have ceiling fans in many of the rooms. So it's a little bit cooler.
Don't make fun. I know you have air conditioning. It's not.
But please don't say those two words together,
yeah,
Vinny.
Yeah, well, I know.
That reminds my friend Vinny about air conditioning.
Don't make fun.
So I walk over to the shed, where John lives, basically, and I'm like, listen, get out of here. Stop it. Like, there's sweat dripping down your face. Let's go in the house and have a glass of iced tea and turn the ceiling fan on, and we'll sit and let's go watch the next Bourne movie, the Bourne Supremacy, because we couldn't pay for it, so we had to wait for it to tape. So we go in there, and it didn't tape. So then I go, listen, there's a nice...
you're full of ideas, aren't you?
Oh, my God, you know what you should do? So there's this lady, this very nice lady.
Sin.
And her name is Danielle Reyes.
Oh.
And she was the star of one of the very first Big Brothers. She was absolutely great on that show. And she's a local. So
yeah, she used to come on the show a lot.
Yeah. So she continued to even after, like,
she writes me all the time.
Yeah. So she's longtime Sarah and Vinny show adjacent. And she is going to be on season 3 of something called The Traitors. Or just maybe just Traitors. So it's been sort of circling around, and I've been thinking to myself, I should watch that. It does sound good. And the more I hear about, a lot of people are like, that's the show. This is a great show. You'll love it. Blah, blah, blah. And someone says a couple weeks ago, I think, Vin, someone said, Sarah, this thing is set at an actual castle in Scotland. And Alan Cummings is the host, who is so perfect. I think he is. Is he a Scottish dude? Because he does seem to have that brogue.
We'll find out.
He's, definitely a UK guy in some way, shape, or form. So anyways, I'm like, okay, John, let's watch this show. We'll start with season 1, episode 1. And we finished half the first season yesterday.
You got John to sit still for half of a season of a show.
Not only did I get him to sit still, he was like, I go, well, I got to take a shower and make dinner. He goes, well, hurry. Like, it's that good. It's freaking really good. And you think, so here's the overall premise. There's 20 people. I would say 2/3 of them are people you know from other shows. Like, there's Real Housewives. Brandy Glanville's on this first season. Ceri from Survivor's on this first season.
Oh, she won, right?
She's been on a bunch. I don't know if she's ever actually, it seems like she would have, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But she's sort of Survivor royalty. But yeah, she's been on a bunch of times.
I think she's won.
Maybe. And if there's a couple Survivor people on there, because there's also this chick, Stephanie. Do you remember her? She wound up, basically everyone on her team got voted off and she was alone. She was like her own person on a team one time. So I recognized her.
I don't remember that.
And then there's other people. There's Rachel from Big Brother from a few seasons back. She's great. She's great on this show.
Ugh.
So there's about 2/3 of people you've known from other reality shows. You won't know them all because not everybody watches every single reality show. There's definitely people I'm like, I have no idea who that is. And then there's a few people who are just normies. You know, one lady's a cute hairdresser. You know, another one's like a yoga instructor.
Oh, wait. It's not all?
No.
Former contestants.
Nope. It's about 2/3, and then there's about a third of them
normies,
is just,
as you say. Yeah, okay,
just sort of regular
us normies.
Us normies, right? So they're like civilians. So these 20 people sit at a round table because, of course, they do. Then they're like the knights of the round table. They're the faithful, and they're in this castle. And Alan, and they all are blindfolded. And Alan Cummings walks around and selects 3 of them. Just he walks circles and circles, and his boots are clicking. It's great. They do such a good job with this show. He's circling and circling. And if you feel his touch on your shoulder, you're a traitor. He picks 3. And I don't want to say who.
Oh, this is like the setup at the beginning of the game.
This is their first meeting, all sitting around this table.
Whether or not they've predetermined this is how these people are finding out they're the traitor.
Right. So clearly the producers have just decided who will be a good traitor.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
And these people supposedly don't know it's them. So these 3 traitors, they all know who the other of them is. They meet and they murder someone every night, like murder them. So this person just does not show up at breakfast the next day.
Mm.
And then these other people have to try to root out, the faithful have to root out who the traitors are, because if a traitor gets to the end, they get all the money. And the prize is a paltry, by reality show standards, $250,000. I'm like, come on, you guys. Even Big Brother is $750,000. Let's up the ante a little. So you can't believe how fun it is to watch these people work. Like, the strategy in this is just multi-layered. And the challenges that they have to do are super good. Like, really fun.
Oh, there's challenges?
Oh, yeah. For no reason, really. Actually, that is not true.
What's the benefit?
They earn the... There's $250,000 available, and in order to put it into the pot, you have to win it, and it's like $5,000 or $10,000 at a time. Like, one of these challenges, six of them get buried alive and hidden in the woods. They're buried underground. Like, they're under...
I watched the trailer, and that looked...
It's
scary
gnarly.
To anyone, because it's not just underground. They're in a coffin and then dirt on top, too.
Oh, yeah. The full thing. And a kind of a rickety coffin, too, because there's like silty dust as they're dumping dirt on top of them. It's silting in. They're, of course, don't worry. They're fine. It's a show. And I'm sure there's people all around, like
there's
with
breathing
heartbeat
tubes down to the.
They don't certainly don't say that, but they you would have to assume. And they do know where they're buried, so they could dig them up. But they're in there for like 45 minutes while these people figure out on maps how to get to them and dig them up.
Would you let somebody bury you alive for a chance at $250,000?
I would.
Yes, on a show like that, I would feel relatively safe. It would be terrifying, though, when they started putting the dirt on and I'm like, who is in charge of building this coffin? Because there's dirt silting through this. Like, this is, I'm actually, I'm breathing dirt right now.
I feel confident that I could get through that part.
There's scary,
things
that, though.
There's
scary.
A lot of things I see where I go, that's not for me. And there's a lot of things I see where I realize that show's not for me. Mm. But just quietly closing my eyes and sitting still for an hour.
Yeah. It'd be a relief. It'd just be like, okay, well, I'm in an MRI machine.
I could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've done MRIs. That's another.
It's the same thing.
There's an example.
You gotta just hold still.
There's no dirt on top of you.
No,
but people do freak out in those because you do have to hold perfectly still and you're in a tube. Like, to get out, it would be a scramble. Anyway, it's really good and I'm psyched about it. We're only halfway through the first season, but we're going to devour the rest of this season, and then there's a second season. And then I don't know when she gets on. Can you see when when season three of Traitors drops? Because it's right around the corner.
She already told me it's January.
Oh, okay. January of 25.
Mm-hmm.
Right around the corner.
So she was telling me in advance to watch it because you have two seasons to catch up on before my season drops. So
I think it is going to be worth it to have watched these because, truthfully, this first group of people playing, they don't know what's going on. They have no, like, you can see that there are ways to manipulate the group as a whole because they have to, you are all sitting at the round table. So someone gets murdered every night by the three. Currently, three traitors. They meet in a castle turret, and they talk about it, and they make their decision. They murder someone. That person doesn't come to breakfast. Then there's the challenge that day. Then everyone sits back down at the big table, the round table, and they vote someone out. And they are all sitting there, and they chat, and they point fingers, and I think it's you because you did this, blah, 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 blah. This person now has to defend themselves. It's like, it's crazy. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
When the person gets murdered, do they just come back to dinner that night?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
No,
too.
when they get murdered, you never see them again.
Oh, geez.
They are eliminated from the show.
On top of voting people out,
yes,
there's also people who just get tapped out.
Every day, one person, and then the person who gets eliminated at the round table, they all vote them out. That person stands up and goes into the circle of truth and says whether or not that, because they're trying to get rid of the traitors. So they're like, I'm convinced it's you. You're the traitor. They stand in the thing, and so far they haven't eliminated any traitors on the show I'm watching. They're like, I'm in the circle of truth. I'm a faithful. You guys screwed up.
Mm.
And then they leave. And then now there's only 17 of them left.
What did someone do that got them murdered?
The murders happen strategically based on what the traitors have seen that day. Like, say two people are in a fight. They're like, oh, we'll throw some suspicion on this person by eliminating the person that they were in the fight with. If the strategy's really, it's a very clever show. I'm really enjoying it. And I thought, another show. I would give up Big Brother for this show.
Danielle's going to be stoked too because, well, first of all, if you don't know Danielle from Big Brother, and again, she was on the show even prior to my return.
I met her
at one of our events when I first got back and she was already.
Did you ever go back and watch her season?
No.
You should. She was
great.
Brilliant on that show. Like, she, to the point where I think she'll get eliminated quickly on the Traitors because people will have known how brilliant she was and they'll think she's a traitor.
Well, and that, so it speaks to what I'm getting to, which is not only is she, as you say, brilliant, She is smoking hot. Like she's
yes.
She's still, made.
It's 20 something years.
Like, she's made for TV. Mm. Like she's absolutely stunning. And then.
As seen on TV.
I follow her on Instagram and I noticed she was up in her gym game big time at a certain point. And I went, oh, something's happening.
She's about to do something.
And then, but I, you know, whatever. It'll be revealed at some point, and it has been. Yeah. She's on season 3 of the show called Traitors.
She was on, the last time I saw her on TV was Reindeer Games, which was a Big Brother Christmas special this past year. Do you remember that? We watched a little of that. Well, I watched the whole thing, but I thought I talked about it.
Do I have to watch Big Brother?
No, you don't have to watch any of the stuff.
I gotta watch Survivor.
Well, he watched two episodes. He's caught up on Survivor. Are you all caught up?
I'm not. I will catch up, though.
Okay, because today I'm gonna watch last night's episode. Wait, what's today? Thursday? Yeah, today I'm gonna watch last night's episode.
These days.
I know. Nowadays, who knows?
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday we had late meetings, and then I raced out of here and went surfing.
Oh, you made it. You did surf.
Uh-huh. There were no waves. It was very small, but it was sunshine, blue water,
peace,
no wind, just warm water too for what's here. It was warm. I was out there just going, oh, thank God, after meetings and stuff's happened. It's just, I just want to be out away. And I was away and it was great. But then I drove into town and it was 100 in Santa Cruz on the beach. Maybe not 100, but it was really like,
was
what the?
It was 88 when I was going down Marina Boulevard heading out of San Francisco. So I knew that it was going to be.
Were triple, right?
I didn't look yesterday, but I've got this thermometer that seems like it's a wicked baby because it's always over 100. I'm like, you're in the shade under an eave. Like there's gotta be something wrong with you. Can't be 100 degrees.
Dumb thermometer.
Stupid thing. Doesn't know what it's doing. But we were.
Tell thermometers their job?
Yeah, I did. I'm like, you're not doing it right. I'm not at 110 today. That's ridiculous. So I think we were probably high 90s. It didn't feel like triple digits. It was hot, though.
All right.
I'll look next time.
Jeez.
But this was the peak yesterday, yeah?
As I'm told, but they say that it's a heat advisory warning through tonight at 11.
Oh, boy.
So today will be maybe a degree cooler, but it's another, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, Vin, but they said that it's been 20 years since we had a heat wave like this.
And we had a bad one like 2 months, whatever that was.
I feel like all we did this summer was have like regular days and heat wave days.
No, but I've never seen, where I live, I have never seen 107, ever.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Ever.
I would actually think, you live up in the hills, I would think you'd get some.
It's a valley.
I suppose, right? It's like a heat pocket, a heat sink. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. This has been just such what an amazing week so far. And here we are on Thursday. Let's continue the killerness of everything. It's awesome. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Alice Morning Show. Be right back.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.